Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons on a Wednesday afternoon here at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. It is 3 o'clock. We've already talked to Alex Cora. If you missed that, you can go back on the Odyssey app and listen to the WEEI podcast.
And on iHeart, too.
And on iHeart now, and really anywhere you can get podcasts. And on YouTube, and it was a good interview. It was there was a lot packed into that interview in terms of news, but also sort of personality and other aspects going on with Alex Cora and the Boston Red Sox. But it is 3 o'clock, and Ted Johnson's here with a, I don't know what the hell he's got on his shirt today. What is that? Those beer steins?
Yeah.
Fitzy's got beer steins on his shirt. He stole your shirt.
Never loved a happy shirt more in my life, Teddy.
There you go, Bubba.
So Ted Johnson's got a happy shirt on. That means it's happy, happy time for the three-point stance.
319!
180!
319!
319's a hot!
Yeah, there you go!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three! Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak! A hat trick! And a 4-3 Boston lead!
Three!
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, first of all, it is officially official that the Red Sox have reinstated outfielder Masataki Yoshida from the 60-day injured list.
Let's go.
Just live now. Nady unofficially optioned, and then right-handed pitcher Nick Birdie, you know him, you love him, he has been transferred to the 60-day injured list.
Who dat?
It's a great question. Throws right-handed.
Birdie?
Birdie. Spell it.
The little birdie told you?
Yeah. B-U-R-D-I birdie.
Okay, we spent enough time.
I never.
All right. So that was the corresponding 40-man roster move to get Masataki Yoshida active for tonight. It is time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you get pushed out of the car by Ted Johnson, because apparently I did earlier today, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports. sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we will open up for discussion on each and every one. Our order today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy-Stevens, then Ted Johnson. Andy, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
Indeed.
All right, Stiz, let's give him 60 seconds, which start right now.
We are knee-deep in NFL workout social media season. If you follow sports and you're on social media, whether it's Instagram or Twitter, you've seen these videos. We got Steph Diggs. He's running. He's doing drills. You know, all running backs are going uphill, backwards, sideways. Mac Hollins went to, I believe it's Australia, to lift. I don't know why the weights are heavier down under, but I'm sure there's a good reason. These are the most meaningless things I've ever seen, in my opinion. I assume professional athletes, certainly NFL players, are lifting and running. Because if you're not, then you're not doing your job. I actually would be more interested if you gave me some videos of offensive linemen getting fat and just eating bonbons on a couch watching Argo somewhere through the summer. But what I'll tell you I don't think is overrated. I don't think the videos, some of which include Patriots right now, some of which include Drake May spending time together as a team, are overrated. I think those are underrated. That is bonding. That is relationships. That is learning your brother, as a lot of coaches like to say, the guy to the left, to the right, in front, or behind you. So when Drake May throws a pass to Ramondre Stevenson on a jet ski and he catches it, and then they all have fun, and then they all go have dinner and beers and wings later, that's valuable. If you're running a 40, I do not give a rat's ass. You're supposed to run a 40. That's your job.
Good job.
All right.
More, man. Golly, I wish I was in the age of social media. I'd be posting workouts every day.
People would have thought you were awesome because you were doing curls and your arms looked big. And it's like, can he tackle anyone? I mean, can he tackle anyone? Like, serious. They drive me flipping nuts. Yeah. But it is good that Drake May is hanging out with his boys.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
Great. And Mike Giardi made sure that you knew that he was hanging out with his boys.
Well, they're going to the Super Bowl because they're working out.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. That's how I understand.
That's how A plus B equals Super Bowl.
Right, exactly. So that's 13 wins. So you obviously win the division. And of course. Yeah, I'm right there with you. By the way, I could absolutely, Ted, see the aggregated video. Ted Johnson poised for a breakout year with, like, the fire emoji.
Oh, I love it.
Serious question while we're on
the NFL.
Yeah.
Ted Johnson, have you ever been given any reason to go work out in Australia?
No, never, not once.
So, like, there's no better weights there, better theories, kangaroos help you, squat racks,
it's down
something.
Under, so obviously there's more gravity.
Okay,
I'd like you to expand on kangaroos helping you.
I don't know.
Okay, I was hoping there was going to be a little more there.
No, I feel like they'd be good spotters on your squats.
Okay.
But there are destinations.
Good power in their legs.
There are destinations that you are better for training. Can I give you a couple real quick?
Altitude.
Bingo. Mm-hmm. Why is the Olympic training facility in Colorado Springs?
Because it's like training with a weighted bat. When you go to regular air, you're like, whoa, this is easy.
So we played in Colorado. I'd go to Nebraska, Oklahoma. I could run for days.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
See, that makes sense. No one has told me why Matt Collins needs to go
Australia
to Australia to
lift. I think sea level, it's right? I think just kind of.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. He is pretty jacked up, though.
He is. Him and
I think most of that jacked upness comes from lifting in the U.S., not in Australia.
All right, Fitzy, are you ready, my friend?
Too jacked to wear shoes. Oh, yes, me, of course.
Yes, of course you, with 60 seconds, which we give you, which start right now.
All right, there's a certain baseball player who is in possession of the most lucrative contract in the history of MLB. And unfortunately, this past offseason, he upset a lot of different people, a lot of different fans, and a lot of different teams when he went through a bidding war and ultimately chose the New York Mets. Well, sadly, this person by the name of Juan Soto did not make the All-Star break, and he was asked about it just last night.
Would you have liked to make the All-Star team?
What do you think?
I don't know. Some people want to take vacation.
I mean, I think it's a lot of money on the table if I make it.
Really? That's the main reason why you're upset that you didn't make the All-Star break? Some have said that this effort by Juan Soto was to lighten the mood, that this was his attempt at humor. I call absolute BS. This guy just wanted more money. The guy that wanted a suite every night at the Mets games. The guy that wanted use of the private plane. The guy that was paid $765 million, $51 million a year over 15 years by Steve Cohen and the New York Mets to be kind of average up to date with 14 and a half seasons to go. I'm sorry. The optics on this one are absolutely terrible. And what he should have said if he's a team player was, well, I should be playing better because an All-Star would be helping the team more. I'll do better in the second half. What
so
a dink.
An interesting point on that, Fitzy. How much is the bonus in his contract for making the All-Star game?
I have a feeling that I don't know, but you do.
I do. And the answer is $100,000.
A guy who's making $750 million
mm-hmm.
is worried about $100,000.
That's right.
What does that equate to? $100,000? $5?
For him?
$5? $10?
$50?
$25? Yeah, I don't know.
Honestly, a case of Gansett's.
I don't know. I mean, Fitzy, if
he's so tone deaf, Andy.
But if he was, if that was a joke that just didn't get delivered well or executed properly, he is the worst comedian ever. Oh, no, Fitzy, you've never laid an egg or dropped a bomb that bad, because that comes off as one of the dumbest things ever said. It really, really.
How many more years has he got?
Only 14 and a half, Ted.
Yeah, that's it.
Basically done.
He over like that.
Yikes.
Yeah, my heart breaks for him. And
what's
his...
the dumbest thing you ever said, Ted?
Oh, boy.
Not on the radio, because we don't need
you
to go down that road. I meant as a player. I meant as... I need to clarify. I saw... Beep, 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 back it up. I meant as a player, like in front of your locker or after a game. Did you ever step in it?
No, I don't think I did.
Okay.
Like, I don't remember saying anything that got me in too hot of water.
Did you ever get called into Bill because of something you said, quotes that were read?
Bill was no, because Bill knew I was a little bit of a, I could go off the rails. I wasn't somebody, Bill liked guys that he could control.
Yeah.
Bill knew he couldn't control me based on some of our experiences, so he was never going to. If he was to bring me in and say, hey, I'd be like, yeah, anyway. So he knew that about me. So he let me be.
Okay.
But he did that to a lot of guys.
Yeah, no, I remember hearing stories. And
stories.
Some of them
heard stories.
Seemingly benign, like seemingly over nothing.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. But it changed how Bill, because once that player, if we're thinking the same thing, he got to that player, it turned into Bill was the greatest coach ever and never said anything negative about the team. And so he got what he wanted with that.
He does. Okay.
Smart guy.
So look at this guy. He's never said anything dumb.
Exactly.
I'm sure I have.
Must be nice. I have. Many, many times.
Yeah, start the
countdown. I've said dumb things to Bill Belichick's face and then regretted it with the aftermath.
Ooh, anything you could share? What's the dumbest thing you said to Bill Belichick?
Well, I think I told you this once. I may have said
it's only
on
Brady.
No, he was walking through the locker room all drenched in sweat, carrying boxing gloves. And I go, what are you, trying to make weight? And he stops and pivots and the glare. And I was like, well, that was a bad thing to say. How's this going to go? And he's like, I've been meaning to talk to you. And he absolutely berated and undressed me in front of everybody about somebody within the organization I had been talking
You're
to.
You're kidding me.
And I fully believe, had I not engaged and made the little quip about him trying to make weight, he would have kept going. But because I made him break stride.
But you had to bust his balls a little
Every bit. Once in a while, my mouth gets me in trouble. I know you won't believe that, but every once in a while, it gets me in trouble.
I got to hear the rest of that story. That's fascinating. Interesting.
All right, we'll table that for our next show beer session. In the meantime, Ted Johnson, are you ready?
I am, and I just have to apologize to Stiz. Everything we talked about before the segment, don't worry about it. I've gone a totally different direction.
The game plan, throw it out.
I'm going to a completely different direction.
Bleep it, he'll do it live.
I got to get this off my chest, and the longer we go, the less irrelevant we'll be, so I'm doing it now. So I am ready, Stiz. You just sit and listen, okay, bub?
All right, let's go.
Here we go. All right, my 60 seconds has started now. Okay, so I am been fascinated by the United States men's soccer team, which nobody seems to care. I think I came in last week and I was like, did you guys see that game against Costa Rica? And you're like, no.
Nope.
Great game in the Gold Cup that they recently just concluded. That the United States, to get to the Gold Cup final, had to beat Costa Rica in the quarterfinals. It was a phenomenal game, awesome game, drama. Kicks at the end. They didn't go to extra time. They just, right after, they were tied at the end, and they went into kicks and made it even more fascinating. But they got to the finals against Mexico and lost 2-1, okay? But this program has come a long way. I want the United States men's soccer team to be relevant for the World Cup that is in 2026. They've had issues with the coaching for a long time, but they hired a couple years, 1 year ago, Mauricio Pochettino. And this guy, I love the whole cut of his jib, how he behaves on the sideline. This team is more aggressive. They are going from a caterpillar to a butterfly in front of our eyes. Ooh. I think this team is going to make noise when it comes to the World Cup. This country deserves a good soccer team. I want them to be good. I want them to be relevant, and they might be for the first time in a long time. And that gets me excited.
Let's go.
Spreading their wings.
All right, Teddy.
It's only
the world's game. You know, it's not just like some like lacrosse. No disrespect to lacrosse. My daughter plays it. Soccer is
felt disrespectful.
Is the world game. The world game. So I want the United States to be a part of that. No?
Yeah.
Is that asking too much?
No. I mean, I remember in the Clint Dempsey, Landon Donovan days when they were at least competitive in the world stage, every 4 years, you'd get fired up about soccer.
Wasn't it fun?
It was fun, yeah. And a free excuse to just root for your country, patriotism, nationalism, all that.
Oh,
stuff.
I'm all for that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What was the one? I believe that we will win or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that one. It's okay.
This guy's never happy.
No, I just...
He's like me. He's never happy. He just has a smiley way of delivering
it. He's pragmatic. Exactly.
Thank you, Stiz.
He sees the world for what it is, Andy, and he also wears more fun shirts.
He does.
If you made like your flamingo,
my pink
shirt
flamingo shirt, should I just wear it every day?
I think so. Okay. If you wore your pink flamingo or something in that family and Hey Dudes every single day, I think the perception of Andy.
I got Hey Dudes today, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know,
oh, man. The Hey 2Os.
How about those H2Os? Man, those ain't
so
those
comfortable, things. And I can step in a puddle and it'll just drain out.
So there's never been a time in which the United States men's team has ever really capture your imagination.
I do not recall.
But the women's team has,
2014,
right?
Yes. Ted. 2014 was
2014.
Great. They were on their way to that huge win, and then maybe the greatest crossing pass in the history of the World Cup from Ronaldo in the 94th minute to tie it up.
That's
sucked
great
all
memory.
The wind
great
out
call.
Of their sails. Then they lost to Belgium. That sucked.
But it was hype, though, leading up to that game. And
damn
that
right
game.
It was.
Did you just say they were on their way to that huge win, so they didn't win? Is that what you
said?
They
did not. They were, they're on their way.
As they like to say, a draw, Andrew.
Yeah. You just want this country and that sport to be on its way right now.
I just want the country.
Just get lift off.
Dan said it right. You slap a flag on it, I'll root for it.
Yeah.
I don't care what sport it is. I don't particularly care about soccer. Not a real big soccer fan. But if they were more competitive, I would watch the games more. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they lost to Mexico in the final. Right.
Yeah, they did. 2-1.
Isn't it like the 10th straight year they lost?
Mexico's pretty good.
Mexico's good.
And now we're making excuses.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty well. They
make plays, not excuses.
FIFA has Mexico ranked 17th and the United States 16th. Oh.
So we got upset in the final.
Theoretically, it was an upset.
Now you're telling me we gagged it away.
Can we just say? I think soccer has been more important to people in Mexico for longer than soccer has been important to people in the United States.
Sure.
So there's a longer history there. And so I'm not that bummed out about it. I thought the fact that they got to the finals is what I was impressed about.
Moral victories for the
United States soccer squad.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Good moral to know where we are.
Yep. And I think I have very rudimentary knowledge of this, but they are on their way up as a program. Not only the coaching, but Christian Pulisic, who's playing over in England.
Yep.
He's your best. He's a young
awesome.
Kid, your best player. They have some other younger guys and seemingly better grassroots programs that are kind of feeding the national team. So hopefully it's the beginning of something great, and Andy's like, I don't care. If it's American, I'll root for it. I'll drink early on my boat, and I'll watch it.
Clint Dempsey was awesome.
100%.
If your son played soccer, you'd probably have the same take.
I would.
So it's maybe
a
little bit of
I would care
that.
More if I was a little bit more entrenched in the world of soccer. I will say the one thing that helps is because the World Cup is North America, I guess, because aren't some of them in Canada? It's us. It's all
correct.
But it's in our time world. It's in our time zone. I'm not going to have to get up at 5 a.m. and go to
a
bar. It kind of
bums me out. I love sports in the morning. Love it. British Open in 2 weeks. Next week.
Next week.
But like Ted, waking up at 3:30 to watch
US
play Ghana in the Soviet Union.
But now it's on regular, like, American time. We'll be able to watch games at a traditional time and watch the U.S.
American.
Plus, it's here. It's at Gillette, right? They got some games down there.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and for the low, low event. Price, Andy, of $4,600, you can get a seat in the 300s.
Is that true?
It's going to be
tickets are. Yeah. You think Coldplay is a thing? You should look at the secondhand market for the World Cup.
Was it? When did they? Was it last year? Joe Robbie. God, that's old.
Yeah, it is.
It's
been like six names.
Hard Rock Stadium, Teddy.
But Hard Rock, right? There, people broke into the stadium to see a tournament last year.
Those videos were wild.
To see Messi.
Messi.
Oh, it's going to be a big ticket, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. I went to the first match number 5, and it's only TBD versus TBD on June 13th, 2026. You're looking at like $1,800 Ooh, minimum
to get in
for section one. Oh, looks like upper at 642. Then you can, it gets up to literally $70,000 that I'm looking at. Oh. Like, this is all over the
place. And we don't even know who's playing yet.
No, it's just TBD versus TBD.
TBD versus TBD gets you $70,000 if it's a good seat.
Your average get-in price for anything that means anything is about $1,500.
I think they're going to put a grass field in the Gillette.
Oh, they have to.
Yeah. I think they're putting in a grass field.
Yeah.
So you know, they have a lighthouse field there, too.
They do, and a big TV screen. And you know who won't be there? Me. I might watch it at home, but I certainly am not braving
can't
traffic.
Can't spell messy without me.
Would you? Right. Would you rather, if the number was the same, Andy, would you rather go see Coldplay or go to one of these games?
One of the games.
You'd rather go to one
of
the games.
I would too. Athletic competition, you tell me. Because the one thing people have always told me about soccer, if you watched it at its highest level, you would be more interested, kind of pulled into the game. True. And the drama, I could see myself getting caught up with like the singing and the cheering and dancing, drinking, like the whole
all atmosphere. The
I think I could get caught.
And
up
you know what it is? It's a kind of, you know, it's going to be about 2 hours long.
Well, about. It's one of those weird sports, but don't tell me about the gambling where only one person knows when the game ends. That seems fair.
Oh, yeah.
That seems real fair.
I was playing FIFA with Stiz, and we were explaining the concept of added time.
Added time.
Ridiculous.
I did not get that at all.
Great story.
You shouldn't, Stiz. No one gets it. It makes no sense. It's absolutely ridiculous that is the way the biggest games in the biggest sport are decided with one guy running
it
around,
is weird,
the only guy who knows how much. Yeah. And oh, by the way, he's also got a microphone. So if he wanted to communicate with somebody or be on the take or who knows. Yeah. And then sometimes, don't they let him play out the final play even? Like if there's kind of a breakaway, he'll let it play out before he
He'll have to kind of clear it out of the
What are we doing? Why do we have a clock? What are we doing here?
I agree.
What the hell's going on? All right. What's going on here next on WEEI Afternoons is there was a little controversy over the last couple days created right here in this studio at Fenway Park. Our guy Will Fleming told a story about something happening with Rafi Devers or not happening with Will Clark out in San Francisco. Since then, there's been some audio from Will Clark. There's been some tweets from Will Fleming, information. I've even heard some things that I'm going to bring to the air that, I'll be honest, I don't really believe, but the source that gave them to me is a good source. So I'll bring that to the air. Little Rafi Devers, Will Clark controversy next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball does not have his ice cream helmet shirt on, but he's still going to give you what's trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint with that one, but in lieu of that, here is what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox won their fifth game in a row last night. They beat the Rockies 10 to 2. Brian Baio threw a complete game. He is the first Red Sox pitcher with two or fewer runs allowed and 10 or more strikeouts in a complete game effort since Chris Sale did it on June the 15th of 2019. The Red Sox go for the sweep tonight. First pitches at 7:10. Lucas Giolito against Antonio Senzatella on the mound. Some roster moves from earlier today. The Red Sox officially reinstated outfielder Masataki Yoshida from the 60-day injured list. The corresponding moves, Nate Eaton was optioned down to AAA Worcester, and the team transferred right-handed pitcher Nick Birdie, who Andy loves, to the 60-day injured list. Here is your lineup for tonight. Jarren Duran leads off in center field. Then it's Roman Anthony in left, Trevor Story at short, Willier Abreu in right. Carlos Narvaez, your catcher. Masataki Yoshida is your DH with Romy Gonzalez at first. Marcelo Meyer back in the lineup at third and David Hamilton at second base, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, Shaw's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Perfecting the Art of Fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan is tonight at 6:10. And Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the series. The Revolution return to action tonight at Gillette when they host Lionel Messi and Inter Miami CF. Kickoff is at 7:30. Celtics president of basketball operations Brad Stevens revealed the Celtics made offers to both Al Horford and Luke Kornet. Stevens also said it does not appear likely that Horford will be returning to the team next season. In NBA league news, the Thunder are signing Chet Holmgren to a fully guaranteed 5-year maximum rookie extension that could reach $250 million. And in the NFL, Buccaneers star left tackle Tristan Wirfs is expected to start or to miss the start of the regular season because of a knee injury. We all know summer is the easiest season for weight loss. Warm weather, lighter meals, being outside. Our bodies are primed to succeed, and Awaken 180 has your game plan. Reach your goals this summer with Awaken 180, the official weight loss program of summer. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live at Fenway Park coming up right after this.
Great job, Dan.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I was there the second day. Will Clark was there to work on ground balls with him at first base, and Raffy didn't show up. They had to move on.
Okay, so yeah, Devers comes over from Boston, and you have an opportunity to meet him.
Right. So Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Now, in fact, he didn't even hit on the field. But Rafael Devers, next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base.
Only thing that could have made that better is add fat in front of it. Your fat ass will be on the field because I'm Will Clark, damn it.
I can't – Will Clark, he actually went out there Saturday after he didn't show up Friday, and then he goes out there Sunday after he didn't show up Friday and Saturday?
Rafael Devers.
I love that he gets
Rafael Devers.
You think that he doesn't know his name, or was that an intentional shot at him after you kind of annoyed
him? It has to be an intentional.
Because I think
100% dad troll.
Yeah, mispronouncing someone's name is a very subtle way to really disrespect them, right? And I wonder if Will Clark just did that there. But this is the controversy that actually started right here in this studio at Fenway Park just 2 days ago. Will Fleming came down. By the way, it is the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, Stiz wants me to remind you, and it's brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, the official truck of the Red Sox. And Will Fleming says, telling a story, we're talking Devers, and he just says, and by the way, they wanted Will Clark to work with Devers at first base, and Devers blew him off 3 straight days. And then it kind of snowballed. It got out there, as everything does, social media, the clips, the videos are rolling, baby. People in San Francisco, I guess, were a little bit upset. I even was told, and I take this with a full grain of salt, but it is a source I trust who got this information, was told,
take it with a grain of salt. I trust him, but
yep,
take it with a grain of salt.
That Melvin, actually, their manager, actually told Devers or Devers, whichever you want to say it, not to go out there because he's been a little banged up lately and it wasn't time. But Will Clark is saying that Melvin's the one who asked him to work with Devers.
Something doesn't jive there.
Also, we also just have to hold Devers' reputation and history against him.
I don't believe Melvin.
I don't either. I think they were doing damage control with their new superstar. Because, Ted, you haven't heard this hot take from Andy Hart yet. Hot take here.
Oh, here we go.
He will be traded away from the San Francisco Giants. He will not finish out this contract there. This type of – they're going to learn. And as Dan Ball updated my take, though, for me, they'll have to eat some of the contract. You're not going to trade – the $30 million a year again, because the reputation is going to precede
him now.
That's
right.
Now it's two teams that have problems with Devers, and he can't. Now he's the issue.
Does he not want to play first base, Fitzy, or does he not want to just play any position now in the infield that he's there?
This is the $64,000 question, Ted. And this, you know, all of this, this entire fire never even gets a chance to rage into the Will Fleming versus San Francisco versus WEEI wildfire that it's become this week. If Rafi just sends a simple text saying, thanks so much, I don't think I'm banged up, or thanks so much, I don't want to do it in front of my former team. That's it. It's that simple. All he's going to do is reply to the legend Will the Thrill Clark and say, thank you so much, next time. That's it. But he doesn't, blows him off, and now he looks like a boob again.
So, Ted, Bethel Johnson, was he in your era?
Yeah, Bethel was.
Okay, so Bethel Johnson once famously said, the more people, he said this on the record. Talk about you've never said dumb things on the record.
He had a big return against the Colts.
He had athleticism and speed. Yeah. Second, he had an extra gear like few people I've ever seen. His extra gear to go get the football was tremendous. But he once said in front of his locker, the more people tell me to do something, the less I want to do it. Mm-mm. He put that on the record to a group of media members. I think there's a little bit of that to Rafi Devers. I think the more people try to force or push or tell or coach or lead or whatever words you want to use, I think he just instinctively pushes back, bristles at it, skips it. I think he has an issue with authority, leadership, whatever you want to call it. And I think that's the, oh, you want me to learn first base? I said I'd learn first base, but now you want me to work with Will Clark and you want me to do it your way on your terms? I'm not going to show up for the legend of your franchise.
Well, that's consistent with what we saw right at the end of his tenure in Boston. Oh, you guys want me to go out there and play the infield? I'll go take ground balls at shortstop.
Right.
See, look at me. I'm out here. I'm fielding. Look at me, Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow. Hi, guys.
You want me at first or third? I'll split the difference and I'll be up the middle and make you guys look like buffoons. Or just simple, oh, David Ortiz, you think because you're David Ortiz, David flipping Ortiz, you can text me and I'll respond? Well, I'll show you. I'm better than David. He just has an issue with authority and people.
I'll be honest, Fitzy, I didn't see this coming. I didn't know that until this offseason. I had no idea that this was what Rafi Devers was capable of. It just, I don't know. I'm kind of surprised. I mean, were there signs there? He's been on this here for 8 years.
Oh, there were signs.
Were there signs?
Yeah, there were signs.
I thought he was coddled a little bit. I always thought he was a reluctant leader. I thought it curious to pay $310 million to somebody who didn't want to be the face of a franchise. The most he ever spoke out on behalf of the team was 2 years ago when he said, I think he along Kenley Jansen said, we need reinforcements and we need him now. They didn't get him. And so he just turtled back into his shell. Listen, maybe on another team where he can be quiet and just kind of do his own thing, having been coddled for so long, that'll work out for him. But here in Boston, where every aspect of your game and personality is held accountable, bad fit.
We also need to stop with the reluctant leader. He's not a leader. He's not a leader.
But what Fitzy's saying was true. I mean, I think they wanted him to be. The shortstop that was San Diego.
Xander Bogaerts. Yeah, no question. I think they believed, like you, Ted, I think maybe there were some signs or some imperfections to his personality or whatever. I think they believed situationally he would rise to the occasion, or he wasn't as bad as he was or whatever. And I think the Red Sox, including the man who was with us about an hour ago, Alex Cora, were surprised at how it went sideways and how bad it was and to what extent he wasn't a leader, to what extent he wasn't a team player, to what extent he cares more about Devers than the Red Sox, that he cares more about Devers than the San Francisco Giants. And that's the reality. But this has created a nice little firestorm, as Will Fleming is wont to do on occasion, because he does say interesting things. And that's why we love having him on the show here. But so Will Fleming had to take to Twitter and kind of respond to the controversy. And he said, quote, "Since the whole of San Francisco seems mad at me, I just want to clarify again. I was repeating a story that one of the great Giants told on his own pod. I'm not trying to push a narrative or opine about the trade. No one has any ill will towards Rafi. It was just time for a change here." Mm. Now, I don't know if the no one has any ill will part is true or not. Because I'll tell you one person who I think is really high up in the Red Sox who I think has ill will towards Rafi. I think John Henry has ill will. Otherwise, I think Rafi Devers would be a member of the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
no doubt.
I flew to Kansas City, and you basically thumbed your nose at me.
And he gave you all that money?
Ill will. Yeah. I gave you $300 million. I think there's ill will there by a man who not a lot of people push back on. When you're a billionaire at that level, you usually get what you want.
And who's the second most powerful guy in the organization?
Sam Kennedy.
Okay, besides Sam Kennedy.
Oh, Brezbot.
Brezbot. And Brezbot did not care for him.
They were all, and maybe there's no ill will with players, because I have heard a lot of that players were kind of indifferent to it. Like Rafi is Rafi. Like just kind of, as long as he hits, whatever, we'll figure the rest.
You got to be very careful. If you're, this is a young team and you have an issue with the old veteran who's making all the money, you better be 100%. I mean, you heard Christian Campbell when they asked him about, hey, did you know Rafi Devers treat you poorly after you said you would play first? He's nothing to see here.
Right.
Players don't want to have issues with their teammates like that.
He was a fat slob.
How, Brez? Tell us how you really feel, Brezbot.
The Breslow's subconscious Brezbot.
Yes.
Weighing in right there.
That was that was him after a few Miller Lights, when he opens up a little bit, when he gets a little honest. And, you know, people will throw back the audio from Will Clark, and I don't think we need to play it, Stiz, but he made excuses for Devers. He's like, oh, I get it. He probably didn't want to be out there in the first base line right in front of the Red Sox.
He blamed us. He blamed the media.
When he doesn't believe that, right. You know what he's doing? He's being a good San Francisco Giant, and he's trying to protect the organization that just acquired $250 million worth of fat ass, which pain in the ass kind of guy. And he wants it to work, right, for the San Francisco Giants.
They haven't had a 30 home run hitter since 2004.
Right. So he wants it to work. He knows for him as a longtime San Francisco, a lifelong. Mm-hmm. He's Mr. San Francisco Giant.
Yeah, he's Big Poppy.
So he didn't want to have to go through all that bullshit through the press and the media.
Yeah. Right. And you know what? When Devers is traded from San Francisco, that's the podcast with Will Clark I want to hear. Because then you'll get just like we were like, hey, David Ortiz, how come you're going off right now on social media, showing us your old texts and telling us how much of a dink Rafi was? You never said this when he was here. Mm-hmm. No, duh. You're an ambassador, an employee of the Red Sox. Your true feelings come out when he leaves. Yes, Dan Ball.
Well, the implication there from Will Clark on Devers is that he's cognizant of what's going on with the media and his teammates, and he's worried that it's going to offend or make a story or make it kind of all about him.
Yeah, no.
That is completely Fitzy, 180 degrees separate from everything that we saw at the end of this thing.
How exhausting this entire saga is. The sooner we get to establishing a streak of consecutive days where we don't have to discuss he who must always be named.
Rafael Devers.
Damn it.
I actually love it.
I do too.
I love when frauds get exposed.
It's a good story. It's a juicy story.
Plus, he is who he is.
And we can track him in San Francisco. I mean, that's the fun part.
Did he strike out recently? Oh, yeah, he did a lot.
A lot. I mean, he's averaging almost 1.5 strikeouts a game.
Some people might call that karma. I don't know. Some people might, you know, kind of, the world gives you what you put out there.
We mentioned this yesterday while you were, kicking your feet up and drinking.
Vacation day. Is that not allowed?
You deserve it. Okay.
Did you need a vacation from your vacation?
It's been a week since I got back from St. Lucia. I need it to unwind.
The Red Sox.
Where'd you go?
You didn't know? The Red Sox are averaging one run more a game now that Rafi Devers is not in the lineup anymore.
Yeah, they're better without him.
How about that?
Makes no sense. That's the one part I'll say. Makes no sense.
Real quick, can I just – you got me distracted. Bethel Johnson you brought up?
Yeah.
Can I just give you a couple of interesting tidbits on Bethel Johnson real quick?
Do it.
Before we step aside here real quick.
Ted's tidbits.
Bethel Johnson, his biggest contribution was for the 2 years that he was here?
The catch against the Titans in the playoffs.
Okay, yeah. But you know what he was known for? Not his
kickoff
receiver.
Returns.
Kickoff returns.
He was known for his kickoff return.
Remember the one in Cleveland where he started the game with it?
The game was over.
Game was over. That was the shortest game I've ever been to because when he did that, that game was over.
I'm going to tell you this. His kickoff return yards in 2004 when we won our third one, it's better than the player who had the most kickoff return yards in the NFL last year, which was Kevontae Turpin of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, Turpin.
He led the NFL in kickoff return yards last year with a 904.
Yep.
Bethel Johnson in 2004 had 1,116 yards.
He was awesome.
He was a good kickoff return, but that was it. He didn't return punts. He didn't catch the ball.
All he could do was one deep ball and kickoff return.
That was it.
He was not a football player. He had no work ethic.
He was not a football
player. Willie used to bully him.
He was so fast, and that was all he could do.
Remember that day he was playing like wiffle ball in the locker room, and Willie like basically said, "Get the bleep out of here and go study your playbook."
Oh my God.
He went off.
He was a 13th pick in the second round.
Oh yeah, he was part of the second round picks that never panned out.
But at the same time, the cheap seats, I can think of two big catches he had. One against the Titans in that game you guys played in 0 degrees in January 2004.
Yep.
Then October 2004, the game sealer against the Seahawks as well at Gillette.
Yeah,
how do you remember that?
Well, the Titans one, I can tell you the side story of that, is he post-game said, yeah, I don't wear sleeves because the cold doesn't affect blah, 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 blah. I put that in my game story, and then the cover of Patriots Football Weekly was him catching the ball with sleeves on. He flat out lied right to the group. He had worn sleeves the whole game, and I didn't notice it, and I just believed his quote. That guy was nuts. That guy was a little bit nuts. Yeah. There was something not quite wired with that guy.
Yeah.
He was a different
breed. You do not want Willie Mack coming after you.
No,
that's the last guy.
No, not at all.
If you said, what's one teammate, Ted, you don't want coming after you? It'd be Willie McGinnis.
Ken Walter.
We're going to continue with a little Devers talk here because I put my poll out there today.
Oh, yeah.
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
Slapping your poll around.
Yep,
there, huh?
Absolutely. It's an impressive poll. And I got the results I wanted, let's be honest. I put it out there at the exact same time.
Finally.
Devers and his being missed here in Boston, let's just say, the results of that. It's not weird that they score 86 runs in the last 10 games. They got a 5-game winning streak, and the results of this poll seem to be that no one misses Rafi Devers.
It's a good day for you.
So, yeah, big day here.
Cora,
my baseball
Cora
knowledge. The public is agreeing with me. Cora is agreeing with me. Mr. Baseball, Andy Hart, that's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Tonight, Sox and Rockies. The Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan starts at 6:10. First pitch, 7:10. On the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days. Ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
What is Jaren Duran's role with this team right now?
He's an everyday player that we're going to ask him to play in different positions, and we're going to hit him in different spots in the lineup. We'll do the same thing with Willie, do the same thing with Sedan. Most likely Roman will play every day. You know, obviously he'll need days off. And we'll ask the same thing to Yoshida, for Yoshida, like.
Alex Cora here on WEEI.
Great question. Succinct, simple, but kind of couched.
I'm trying to... I don't want to ask... What?
Yeah, like,
I don't think I was totally listening. I heard the great question, and I was going to take my victory lap, and then he's like, kind of... What did I couch there?
Yeah, you're like, what's his role here? How about, is he going to be traded at the deadline?
That's not his decision.
Let's go, Teddy.
Okay.
Whoa. Mr. Pussyfoot is now giving critiques on questions?
You want to call him that again?
There's a large table between us.
Nobody pussyfoots better than this guy.
I'll tell you what... Wow. What Ted and I fighting would look like. We're going to address it in odds and ends at the end of the show because it's gone viral when you're a drunk golfer and you challenge a former NHL
goon.
Awesome.
I didn't realize. I heard that.
What
oh, my
absolute
God.
Absolute bozo.
I know pussyfoot.
Yeah.
My God.
I can't wait to some. I want somebody to pick a fight with me, and then I'll just start going, bam, when I get bam, bam.
And we'll get to it at odds and ends, but it's one of the most remarkable
things
awesome. I've seen in a long time. Yeah. And I give the guy who got beat up a little bit of credit, and
we
can talk about later. Right. But that was Alex Cora with us. Go back and listen to that on the Odyssey app. We will revisit some of the comments in the 5 o'clock hour at the top of the hour, because I thought there were, even right there, he's asked about Duran, but maybe the most interesting part of that answer was about Roman Anthony, because he lists everybody else. He goes, well, Roman will probably play every day. Everyone else. Rafaela is as good as anyone in baseball right now. He's not exempt from being put on the bench, taking a day off. Jaren Duran, the All-Star Game MVP from a year ago, an MVP candidate from a year ago, is not exempt. The only guy that's exempt from being put on the bench right now is Roman Anthony.
Let's go.
That tells you how gosh darn good that kid is. And now Cora's even doing the Belichick thing, making fun of himself for pinch hitting for him. Like, how smart was that early on in his career?
Yeah.
Like, that was the Matt Light story, you know. In our infinite wisdom, we tried him at right tackle. How dumb was that? Now he's a Patriots Hall of Famer at left tackle kind of thing. He's already doing that with Roman Anthony. He's been in the bigs for how long? Are we at a month
couple weeks,
yet?
2 months.
Are we even in a month yet?
Yeah, not very long.
Just over, I think.
Like, so there's 4.5 weeks of baseball at the big league level, and he's already sort of the anointed
one. Did you guys see the walk he got in the sixth inning? I don't know. It was
incredible. At-bats are maybe the most mature of any player on the roster already.
Oh, yeah.
Which is crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
But that you can kind of deduct from a walk, from not even swinging the bat, you can link that to how comfortable he is at the plate.
And that was what Cora told us maybe the first interview when Anthony had gotten called up. He went back to spring training and said, you know, he's in a battle, and usually those guys are trying to show off and hit bombs, and he was just taking walks, working
three at bats,
counts.
Three walks in the game he's talking about.
Because that's how he plays.
By the way, fellas, today's a special day.
Happy the anniversary?
Happy 1 month anniversary for Roman Anthony on the Red Sox.
Do we have cake? Cupcakes?
Carvel. Carvel.
With Kansas.
Or pictures of the beer? Sister. Or,
oh, easy. What are we doing here?
When I think of Roman Anthony, I think of, in his debut, mom and daughter. I mean, I don't know.
How about Anthony, the father?
Great guy, I'm
the
sure.
Great game. Great
what's,
name.
What's the line from Will? But you can't take your eyes off his mom.
I thought we'd move past that, boys. I think
and
Will would like to move past that.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
Thank you.
I think Will would prefer the Devers controversy with the Will Clark and the Giants and that comment.
Yeah. She but is as an I absolute said, MILF. Mom in lovely Fenway.
There you go.
I tweeted out today at Jumbo Heart at WEEI Afternoons. Well done, Stiz. As a Red Sox fan, do you miss Rafael Devers? Simple yes or no. Do you no. miss Rafi Devers?
No.
No is the right answer. 85%.
No. Come on.
85%. Do not
Six
miss
out
the
of
guy.
Seven Sox fans.
$300 million player. Everybody will tell you, Will Fleming told us on Monday, one of the top 10 hitters maybe in baseball when he's going right. Exit velocities and home runs and career high in walks, all these things. Okay. And 85% don't miss him. And I do know it was an opportune time to put this poll out. You win 10-2 last night. You're scoring runs left and right. You've won five in a row. You're as far above 500 as you've been. It's an easy time to say, yeah, we don't miss him. You know, you do this after you get swept and you got beat 2-1, 1-0, and 3-2. Maybe the poll would be different. But I don't think there was ever a real connection, affinity, tie between Boston Red Sox fans and Rafi Devers on a personal level, Fitzy.
I couldn't agree more, Andy. Honestly.
Do you have a jersey?
Devers jersey?
Yeah.
No, I wear my Pedro Martinez and David Ortiz jerseys if there I ever go. Pop one on for the nice. Ballpark. My two favorite Sox of all time.
Maybe get a Roman Anthony jersey?
Yeah, I am over 50.
That's okay. Sun's out, guns out. Go to the beach. Unbutton that thing. Look like Canseco showing some pecs.
I would wear baseball jerseys if they had sleeveless jerseys, but they don't. Only in baseball.
Our Wait a minute. Your rule. We're going to get to that with Matt Cassel in the coming weeks. And these whole rules that you people have about wearing jerseys, not wearing jerseys.
Yeah.
Who can wear them, how old you can be.
But part a sleeveless of it is Nomar would be kind of fun because Nomar used to love working out with no shirt on. So that's something for me to dad bod aspire to.
But Rafi never endeared himself with this town, this city.
He told you he didn't care.
He just wanted to show up and hit.
Yeah,
it's really all he wanted.
Drink a lot of Camus.
All right, 617-779-7937. If you want to convince us that you should be defending Rafi Devers, feel free. Call in, text. We're happy to take the opinions. Otherwise, coming up on 4 o'clock, and we've decided it's 4 o'clock football time. We are fifth gear charging ahead towards the start of training camp on July 23rd. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about Drake May, the value of his workouts. Mike Giardi was the one who predicted it, you remember. I hear they're going to be working out soon. You might see that.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that. We're also going to talk about ESPN's lists. They're going through the top 10 at every position.
I like this.
Not a lot of Patriots have been represented
deep
yet.
Tackle position.
Including a position where we've been like, they've spent $200 million. They should be the strength of the team. Mm-hmm. So, overrated. Are we overrating Patriots defensive tackles? ESPN thinks so. A little football talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Afternoons with Hart, Bitsy, and Johnson on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
Tommy,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.